Imagine if a statewide politician made a joke on their Facebook page about the atomic bombing of the Muslim world. Well, that is what happened over the weekend in Texas. The post came from the state agricultural commissioner, Sid Miller, and he is not apologizing for it. Let's get the latest from Lauren McGaughey, state politics reporter for the Houston Chronicle. She's with us from Austin. Lauren, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us, first of all, more about exactly what this post was. It was he shared a picture, or somebody on his Facebook page shared a photo.
That's right. They actually say, the agency says that Sid Miller's Facebook page shared this post. They say it was a staffer. It was not the commissioner himself. He's in China on an 11-day trip there. And that this post was shared, it pictured what appeared to actually be a 1957 atomic bomb test in Nevada. And the words that, you know, it said something along the lines of, we made peace with Japan in 1945.
And yeah, it says Japan has been at peace with the U.S. Mm-hmm. since August 9th, 1945. It's time we made peace with the Muslim world, with this picture of this mushroom cloud or nuclear explosion.
Right.
So how has the campaign responded of Sid Miller?
Well, I think this is the most interesting part about this story is agency staff. I reached out to them early in the day and they said, you know, it was an error. It was a staffer. They didn't name the staffer, but they said it was a staffer in his campaign, not at the agriculture department, who had shared this erroneously and that it did not reflect the views of Commissioner Miller. But then, you know, several hours later, I got a call from Commissioner Miller's campaign spokesman, and he in a sense walked back those comments and said he wasn't sure if that reflected Commissioner Miller's views or not, and that he wasn't going to say that it didn't reflect Commissioner Miller's views.
How are others responding? How are Democrats responding in Texas? How are voters responding? What's been the reaction to all this?
Well, of course, we had the Texas Democratic Party and some state lawmakers here that are Democrats say that he needed to apologize on behalf of the agency or his campaign, or at least, you know, some disciplinary action needed to be taken against the staffer for sharing this post, which they said was insensitive. The Council on Islam, American Islamic Relations also said that, you know, it amounted to calling for a genocide when you're talking about, yeah, you know, nuking one-fifth of the world's population. But his campaign spokesman, Todd Smith, was very clear with me. He said, we are not going to issue an apology, and we want to be very clear that we're not going to do that about this post or any other post we might share from the Facebook page.
Now, in the rest of the country, of course, we know the governor of Texas. We know the senators from Texas. Do people in Texas know who the agricultural commissioner is?
You know, I bet a lot of them don't know. He was in the state house for a long time, so he's someone that is known within circles, you know, political circles here in Texas. But I would guess that the average voter does not know who Sid Miller is, and probably doesn't even know what the agriculture commissioner does.
Well, maybe a lot more do now. Lauren McGaughey, state politics reporter with the Houston Chronicle, joining us from Austin. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.